This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening. I'm gonna try to do something that I haven't done either before or in quite a while, and that is I'm gonna try to do an episode of Deliberate Noise where I am driving, and this time I'm not gonna talk about my commute to work or anything that I might talk about on, for example, a Noise Box episode, or one of the other like movie noise or comic book noise type shows that I do. What I'm gonna try to do is talk about the music that I'm going to play on this episode. However, I'm not really 100% positive exactly what I'm going to be playing, so I'm going to be talking about some of the bands that I got and how I get some of the music. And then hopefully it'll all work out in the end. However, one thing I do know is that the first song that was played is by a band called Loomis and the Lust. And that was Bright Red Chords. Now, and the reason that I know that that's the first song that was played is because I really like that, like their EP. And in fact, if you go to the new Deliberate Noise site, deliberatenoise.com/site, you'll hopefully see a video for that song that I just played, hopefully. It's really weird because when I first started doing Deliberate Noise, most of the music I got, in fact, I want to say good, all of the music that I got was from the PodSafe Music Network by Podshow, and they've since changed their name to Mevio, and they changed the name of the Podcast Music Network to, excuse me, PodSafe Music Network, to something else like Music Central, Mevio Central, something like that. I don't even know. I go there mostly to get music for the Box Online shows, because those are genre specific shows. It's easier to get music from them, because a lot of other places, it's just a little bit more difficult. PodSafeAudio.com is a good site to get music, and they do break things down by genre. However, a lot of it's not what I'm looking for, you know. Where is it? IOTA, the IOTA Alliance. I know I've used some of their music before. Their stuff is too general, you know. I mean, they have stuff like rock, you know, and there are different types of rock. There's punk rock, heavy metal, pop, you know, pop rock, and they put it all under the same basic heading, and you know, it's not always the same. If I'm looking for heavy metal, I really don't want to have to go through a bunch of southern rock bands, you know, or you know, stuff like that. So a lot of stuff comes from the PodSafe Music Network. I'm pretty sure that's the name of it. Back when I was first starting, and then you know, I forgot who it was, but somebody told me, you know, maybe you should just, you know, write, you know, send an email to some of these bands and ask them if you can play their music. I did that, but a lot of the bands that I wanted to play that I thought I could get away with contacting either never got back to me, or they just never got back to me, you know, or they were defunct, you know, they were just no longer together. Anyway, here, I'm gonna play a song, not quite sure exactly what it is yet though.
Some are sweet and some are sour. some rain shower. A tree will grow as tall as a tower if you have the patience. Gotta have the patience to make it grow.
There are so many ways to catch a cat. You
All right, so after I had the idea that was actually given to me of going and contacting bands, and I noticed I wasn't getting a whole lot of responses, I decided, okay, well, I will try some of the indie record labels. First couple of labels were like, well, I should say the first couple of artists were like, that I actually got in contact with, were like, sure, go ahead. The very first label that I got in contact with, you know, because they had free music for download on their website, they told me flat out, well, we don't own those rights. And I was like, okay, well, do you know who does? Well, I can ask them. And the guy was just like, was it ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, and he just said a whole bunch of other, Harry Fox, and a whole bunch of other different groups. And I was just, I remember looking at that going, what in the hell is he talking about? That's when I looked up the difference between mechanical rights and performance rights, and there's another kind of rights that escaping my mind right now. Basically, I was asking for, I think he had mechanical rights, but he didn't have performance rights, and that's what I was asking for, which, you know, I don't know. The whole music podcast thing is really, really still undefined, and I don't think it'll be defined until people start getting sued, you know. And I've said for the past couple of years, I thought that, you know, lawsuits are going to start flying anytime now. But, you know, with the exception of the one, I'm not even going to say it was threatening, but you know, like a semi-threatening letter I got from BMI, I haven't heard of anybody who's had any kind of problems with major music, you know. So I don't know why I was so fucking special, but apparently I was. The only other person I heard that had any kind of hassle was Brian Ibbett, when he was dealing with, I can't remember who it was, BMI or ASCAP, and they told him they couldn't have the playlists of the songs that he was playing on his show. So he took them down for a while, but then later on they changed their mind. So yeah, sure, go ahead. But, you know, I mean, I've heard other people worried, but other than that, you know, like I said, with the exception of the email that I got, I haven't heard anybody who's gotten any kind of hassle, you know. So maybe they're trying to lull everybody into a false sense of security before they start sending out bills, you know. I don't know. But I'm not getting caught up. I will tell you flat out, I cannot afford to get sued. And I, even though I'm doing them a lot more infrequently now, I do like doing the podcast, the music podcast, so you know why. But my thing has always been, if they don't want me to play their music, eh, fine, I won't play your music then. There are a bunch of other bands and entities out there who would like for their music to be shared, you know. And it's always kind of, you know, that first record label who told me that I couldn't play their stuff because they didn't have the rights, it still kind of baffles me that you're giving away stuff on your site for free download, and technically that's all a podcast is a free download, well, most. So why wouldn't you let somebody else make these things available? I don't know. Anyway, I don't know, and he didn't say anything, so I was like, okay, well, all right, thank you very much, and I know that this band I will never play, and I haven't played anything from any of the bands in their roster. In fact, the one band that I wanted to play is no longer together, so, yeah, well, who knows? Maybe being played on my little stupid podcast would have been the thing that help propel them into superstardom and kept the band together. We'll never know now. We will never, ever know. Anyway, here's another song. So getting the music in the beginning was kind of touch and go, you know. Some of the bands had no idea what a podcast was, you know. There's this one band who I really wanted to play, and the head guy was just like, hey, I don't know what that is, but why don't you give me a call and we can talk about it. I don't like talking to people on the phone, so I just never got back to him. I was like, somebody else I just won't play, which is a shame because I actually like their music, but oh well. Then all of a sudden something happened, and apparently I was listed in the Indie Bible, and next thing I know, I have people writing me, you know, sending me emails saying, hey, I was wondering if you'd play me on the show. And so my old policy of, if anybody wants me to play their music on their show, just send it to me and I'll play it, I had to be a lot more selective. I mean, a lot more selective. And now I'm on all kind of mailing lists, so when there are new releases, I get stuff. I signed up with one of the publicity firms, and they added me on like the mailing list for all their people. So for a while there, I was getting like 3 or 4 CDs a day. And I know some people may think that's not a whole lot, but that's a lot. That's a lot for me. In fact, I hate to say this, but I was probably getting more CDs in mail a week than people who download some of the episodes of some of my podcasts, you know. I mean, it was just amazing how much I was getting. And unfortunately, some of the music, I felt really bad because I can play it. I can't play it. One of the first things I got was from a children's artist, right? And I don't want to, you know, play her music, and then, you know, turn around and play something, you know, how do I put this? If I play something, like I recently had a nice show, I shouldn't say recently, but recently in the grand scheme of things, I had a nice show where it's all nice music. And then it occurred to me, like, the next time around, what if I play something that, you know, where all of the song titles have the word fuck in them, you know? And people who may subscribe because I played the nice show might say, hey, you know what? I don't like this guy. I'll listen to the next show, and the show's all fuck, 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 right? Or, for example, this show. If I had played the children's music or some of the Christian music that I get, or the holiday music, or just the music that from you can tell who are like genuinely nice people, nice people. And then the next episode, you know, you have me, and I'll quote myself from a few seconds ago, going, fuck. You know, I mean, it's really wouldn't be fair to them. And yes, the show does have an explicit tag, and I think that the explicit tag, it's not so that people will not listen to the show, you know, or not want to be associated with the show, but I think that they should know what they're in for, you know. Yeah. One of the things that I used to always write when I would ask bands for permission, or if I went directly to some of the indie bands, unsigned artists, I would say, hey, you know, my name is Derek Howard. I have a small podcast called Deliberate Noise. I was wondering if we could play some of the music you have available for free download on your site. If you would like, here's a link to the last episode. Just let me know if this is something you'd like to be involved with. And if not, no problem. Thanks for considering. Signed, Derek Howard. I did not have like a form letter. That's something that I would write. I would write some variation of that. Everybody I sent something to, you know. Every now and then I'd put down, you know, exactly which song I was talking about. But for the most part, what I just said is what they got. Anyway. Wow, I'm just talking like 5 minutes at a stretch. Anyway, here's another song.
Shit. Why are you such a dick? I tried to be nice to you, but you obviously don't give a shit. It's a shame, we could have been friends, but you're too cool for school, so fuck you, man. It's really too bad. I kinda like you. Maybe you didn't mean it, but I've tried a bunch of times to be nice. You come across as such a fucking prick.
Say love.
for your silent cruelty. Now you watch me digging my own grave. C'est la fucking vie. C'est la.
So now I'm at the point where, like I said, I'm getting a lot of music. I'm getting, quite frankly, more music than I can evaluate at a time. So that's why the shows have been pretty infrequent. You know, it's really easy, much easier to do a box online show than it is to do a Deliberate Noise. Simply because with the box online shows, I'll just pick out a bunch of punk songs, right? And if they sound good together, boom, there's a show. Same thing with a heavy metal show or the hip hop show. It's just okay. I like these songs. I'll play them. But with Deliberate Noise, it's a little different because I don't want to stick with just one genre per episode. You know, I like to mix things up. I like to have slow songs and fast songs on the same show. That's just me, you know. So I really do put a little bit more effort into them. You know, for a while there, when I was cleaning out my queue for the Podcast Music Network, I would take songs that I had in the queue for a long time and I just put them in a playlist. And then it occurred to me, no, that's lazy. I'm really not saying why I picked these particular songs, or I'm not putting them into any particular order. I mean, I may have gotten them because I was doing a special show, like, you know, the Kiss show or the Dream show or something like that. But, you know, they didn't make the cut the first time around. So, you know, why am I doing this? So that's why I haven't done any of those type of shows in a while, because I really do want to put some thought into what I'm doing, put some effort into behind each episode. And one of the things that is very difficult to do when you do a show like that is to get good music, you know. All the music that I played so far are songs that grabbed me when I first heard them, okay? And a lot of times when I have, like, the Clean Out the Queue shows, those are just songs that, they may fit into something. I may have liked them on, like, the second or third listen. But from now on, all of the Deliberate Noise shows are going to be songs that the second I heard them, I was like, okay, you know what, this is a song I want to play, you know. And there are songs that I think sound good opening a show, and there are songs that I think sound good finishing the show. Anyway, wow, this is a lot longer than I expected for it to be. This is like almost like a noise box show, which is like a totally different beast. That one is revolved around talking, and this one is supposedly revolved around the music. So, thank you for listening. Thank you for staying subscribed. And if you're not subscribed, just go to, I'm pretty sure deliberatenoise.com/site will tell you how to subscribe to this show. And hopefully, I believe I'm still listed on iTunes. I know that some music shows recently have been kicked off of iTunes, and a Box Online Punk Rock show was not able to be added to iTunes. So hopefully this is still there, so just go there. If you don't use iTunes and you want to subscribe and you don't know how, let me know by contacting me at derek@deliberatenoise.com, and I will help walk you through the whole process, you know. Anyway, take it easy. And after this last song, I will come back and with the playlist of everything that was played on this particular show. So, like I said, once again, thanks. To the beginning of the show, there was Loomis and the Lust with the song Bright Red Chords, and like I said, you can see the video for that on the website. Actually, it's in the show notes. Next up was Adriana with Garden of Sin. Now, Adriana, in case you have absolutely no idea, is the original coconut from Kid Creole and the Coconuts. She's the one who put together the Coconuts, and now she's doing her own solo thing. All right, after that was Seismic Anomaly, spelled wrong, by the way, not my misspelling, but the band's misspelling, with Perdido Breeze. Then there were a couple of punk songs. There was Kitty and the Kowalskis with the song ODD, which I may have played before, but it's always good to hear. Then there was the Zero Boys with Civilization's Dead. I'm trying to remember. I think the Zero Boys come from Secretly Canadian. Yeah, they come from Secretly Canadian. After that, there's two from the from the PodSafe Music Network. I think I caught like four different things. There was Adam Balbo with What the Fuck and Jenny Klee with Say La Fucking V. And those songs are picked to make a point. And the song that you just heard was, I believe, Thou or Tao is how you would pronounce it. But the song was Box of Hammers, and that's of Kill Rock Stars. Once again, thank you very much for listening. If you have any feedback, send it to Derek at DeliberateNoise.com. Stop by the website, DeliberateNoise.com. Click on one of the links, and you have all the shows in the Deliberate Noise Network there. Like I said, I cannot tell you how grateful I am that you have stayed subscribed or that you're just even checking the show out. Thanks. I love this couple of weeks.